Hey, good evening. How are you? This is Angie B. 11 from Heaven through the Gates of Motherhood and Life podcast. I am so glad to be joining you on this evening. Happy weekend. It is the weekend, and what a week that it's been. I pray that everyone is safe and sound, and you are feeling healthy and you're feeling well, and you're wearing your mask and you're social distancing yourself, and you're doing all these things that will help you to stay healthy. So again, thanks for joining me on this Friday evening, where I will be talking about something very candid on this evening. We're going to talk about self-love. So many people are talking about self-love, and guess what? I am joining in with them on today because there's so much that's going on right now, and we have lost our sense of self-love, and it starts somewhere. And that's the question. Where does it start when we don't have self-love as adults, as women, as children, as men? What happens when it looks like our self-love is nowhere to be found? And again, where does it start? We sometimes want to start as adults. We think about that we don't love ourselves, and we're not happy with how we are, and we don't treat ourselves accordingly, and we wonder, where does that come from? And a lot of times it starts back. We have to self-evaluate and go back into the past, and that can be uncomfortable a lot of times, to go back into our past. And how far that is, only each person knows. But I want to start by reading an excerpt from my book. For those that don't know, I'm a first-time author. My book is 11 from Heaven through the Gates of Motherhood, and I have raised my husband and myself of 31 years. We've raised 11 wonderful children that have not been problem-free, and they have taken us through challenges and learning them and learned about life and how to be a mom and a dad and having to cultivate their self-love and their self-worth and to let them know that they're amazing and that they're smart and that they're intelligent. But I remember, I'm going to read from page 4, a small excerpt, as I said, and it reads, "In my childhood, I didn't have tough skin. I was always considered the mediator of all situations, especially in school, always running away from adversity and teasing. The 70s were a time of feel-good music, and that's what I listened to. I call it the happy era. But the happy times were far and few in between. When would I develop tough skin? I never told people about the skinny little girl with glasses that got beat up on every day, and I look back and think, why? Perception was that I could pray it away, but as much as a little girl could, it didn't go away." And so I read that excerpt because I wanted to be open and I wanted to be truthful with what perplexed me as a kid. And if you're listening to this program, you may have the same story. Your story may read similar to that, or it could be worse than that. When did self-love get broken? And it started with the teasing. And so again, as I read, I didn't tell anyone about the teasing and just the horrific stories that followed day after day after day because I got picked on. But again, let's pinpoint, where did our self-love get broken? Where we started feeling bad about ourselves, when we started feeling broken, when we started feeling that we had no value. And so that's kind of where mine started. But let's talk about, what is self-love? Self-love is pretty much loving ourselves and regarding our happiness. Now, if we think about that today, how many of us really, if we think about it, how many of us regard other people's happiness above ours? We can all raise our hands if we're moms, because we do that all the time. We regard our children's happiness. If you're married, a lot of times you regard your husband's happiness and your job's happiness and the people that are around you. But sometimes to do that is not healthy, because we are doing that day after day after day, worrying about other people's happiness, not taking the time out to reflect on ourselves and what actually makes us happy. We could probably do a study on ourselves right now and someone ask us, what are the top 10 things that makes you happy? And truth be told, and the sad part is that a lot of us would not be able to even think about what to write on the paper. What are the five top things that actually make me happy, that I feel good about doing, that I like to do for myself? We've all gotten into that whole mode when we're moms. I know firsthand, again, that, again, we can lose our self-love and think that we are important enough to take the time out for ourselves and to love on ourselves. Why? Because we're often giving it out to everyone else day after day. We give it out. We give out love. We give out love. And then when love does not come back in the form that we want, then we are hurt. Then we're aggravated. Then we are mad. But we've got to reel our minds back into self-love. And how do we do that when we have experienced brokenness as kids, when we have experienced brokenness as teens? How do we do it? Where do we start? And so, again, trying to build our broken self-love equals low self-esteem. Trying to please other people all the time, not feeling good enough, not feeling valued enough, feeling terrible about ourselves. America has lots and lots of people that are walking around with no self-love. We're not loving ourselves, and we can see that we're not loving ourselves because how we allow ourselves to be treated, how we've been inflicted even as people. How we've been inflicted even as people of color. I'm sure a lot of times people have stories about when we were younger, and our forefathers and grandparents have stories that our self-love was broken, even going through hearing about the stories of racism and some experiencing racism as children. And it's really torn and broken our self-love of ourselves. But today it's personal. What are some things that trigger self-love? And again, I often say that I'm not a doctor, but I really think that we can help one another by sharing our experiences, sharing our thoughts, sharing our stories and our testimonies of things that we have come through and that we have experienced can help other people to actually focus on ourselves. So what are some things that you think trigger no self-love? As I read to you, I think childhood is the big thing. Go back into your childhood. Go back to times where you could know that you started feeling bad about yourself, that you started feeling that you weren't good enough, that you started feeling again that there was no validation for you and that you didn't even want to live, that you've started feeling suicidal thoughts and mental thoughts of things that were unhealthy. Things that can trigger bad self-love or no self-love. Childhood, broken relationships. We've all been through that, broken relationships. Broken relationships, broken marriages. Those things can rock our self-love of ourselves because we're always the first ones to blame ourselves. Even if it wasn't our fault, sometimes we can take the blame of a situation that was broken and we can say that it's us, that it's my fault. Without even looking at the whole situation of broken relationships and a broken marriage. But these broken relationships and things, they can break our self-love of ourselves. I was just talking to, about a group of four people the other day, and we had a nice little train ride, and we were talking pretty much about self-love. They were going through some broken relationships, and we shared our thoughts about that and how it made them feel. It made them feel unvalidated. It made them feel worthless. It made them feel used, how they were being treated. And I had to tell them that we cannot allow ourselves to be treated different ways from people, because if we allow that, because we have to make the choice to not allow it, we have to make the choice and say, I will not be in this broken and unhealthy relationship, because then it starts to break into my spirit and breaks me down, and I find myself losing my self-love for myself. We start not having any value for our bodies. sometimes that breaks us down into not having self-love. We're looking at our looks and we don't like the way we look anymore. And that means weight gain, weight loss. As moms, we go through postpartum, and postpartum depression is a real thing. After we have children, after we have poured love into having our babies, we hear stories and we read stories all the time of days later that we have helped to bring this beautiful life into the earth. And then a few days later, we are feeling so sad. We are feeling so lonely. And it doesn't even make sense sometimes, the fact that we were able to assist in bringing this beautiful baby into the world only to look up days later and we are crying and bawling our eyes out and thinking that we were not even an instrument. Moms, we are the biggest instrument in bringing life forward. If you're a mom out there and you are having postpartum depression, thoughts of suicide, of loneliness, of unhappiness, just know that you are valued more than you could imagine. You and I are instruments of bringing forth living beings and living creatures, and that's a big and wonderful thing. I hope that you that are listening to this podcast, and I had to stop right here at this moment because postpartum depression can reflect on bad self-love of ourselves. Because that's when it starts, taking care of our kids day after day, taking care of the baby and not thinking about our own self-happiness. Or if you're a man and you're taking care of your family every day and you're feeling no self-love for yourself because you're pouring and you're working hard and you're trying to build a castle for your family. Men go through self-love issues as well. Teens go through that as well. We're getting into girls and guys getting into relationships, and sometimes the relationships are not the best ones. They lead into abusive relationships emotionally where they break us down. And we stay there in the self-love, broken self-love situations. And so, what's the key? What's the key? What is the key we're asking ourselves and that we could ask ourselves? From my experiences, I had to affirm some things in my life. I had to affirm pretty much all things in my life when I started growing up and I started trying to build up my self-worth and build up my self-esteem. I had to start doing some daily affirmations for myself because we can get lost in the shuffle of life, family, business, work, and lose our self-love. So I had to affirm some things. I had to affirm that, it seems small, but I had to affirm that I'm beautiful. I am beautiful. I'm not like you. I'm not like anyone else. You're not like me, but I am beautiful. I'm God-given beautiful. He made me and he made something beautiful. He made a beautiful person. And I had to affirm, I am worthy. I'm worthy. I'm worthy. I am worthy of good things. I'm worthy of big things. I'm worthy of amazing things, regardless of what someone has told me. I have to affirm this over myself. I'm worthy. I'm worthy to have big things. It was a point in life where I thought that I wasn't worthy of big things. I love big things. I love beautiful things. I love small and simple things. But it was something that was so broken that I didn't feel like I was worthy of anything good, anything beautiful. I could love and be happy for other people to have those great things in their lives that were causing them happiness, beautiful cars and just having wonderful relationships and a wonderful marriage and a good relationship with their kids. But I could never seem to find the self-love within myself to think that I deserved those things. So what I had to start doing is taking the time to step back from everybody else, everyone else, and everything else, and look at myself. I had to look at Angie B. I had to look at myself. And it's okay to look at ourselves. Just look at ourselves in the mirror sometimes. Let's stand and look at ourselves in the mirror, regardless of whether we have stretch marks, regardless of whether we have pimples on our face, regardless of whether we have long hair, short hair, we're thinning in our hair, we're going bald. But let's take the time to look in the mirror sometimes instead of finding the flaws. Let's appreciate the things when we look at ourselves in the mirror and realize that we have to love ourselves. We're blessed when we look in the mirror. Even on our bad days, we are blessed. We're blessed. Why? Because there are some people in different places and different situations who are worse off than we are. And looking at that people are worse off than us, it makes us want to speak things over ourselves and to take the time out to love on ourselves, because things could always be worse. And I had to affirm that things could always be worse. So let me love myself in real time, right now time, and pamper myself. I had to start pampering myself. How many times again do we pamper other people, but we don't take the time out to pamper ourselves? I had to start doing that. You have to start doing that. Start pampering yourself and see, does that not make you start feeling good about yourself? Take the time out to pamper yourself. Pampering yourself means to take yourself out sometime to eat dinner. Take yourself somewhere to get a manicure, a pedicure. Take yourself somewhere to get a massage. Don't take the kids with you. Don't take your husband with you. Focus on yourself. I know that I often talk about my husband. If you have been listening to the program, he's an avid rider. He's riding out as we speak right now. He's out riding. He's a cyclist. And I often tell him some days where he sometimes has went through those moments where he didn't want to self-reflect on himself and feeling good about himself with certain things. And he loves riding. And so that's one thing that I vowed that I would never stand in the way of him riding. Why? Because riding is crucial to him. It's self-love. It's working on himself. It's pampering himself, getting out there riding, feeling the air, toning his body. And those are key elements. And I find that when he would come from his bike riding, he's feeling wonderful. He's feeling empowered. He's feeling good on the inside. Physically, he's feeling good. Mentally, he's distressed. And he's taking the time out for himself. So yes, men, find something that makes you feel good about yourself that you love to do. And find yourself doing it. We cannot make excuses. And if we are making excuses, so let's stop making excuses and let's do for ourselves, pamper ourselves. Another thing that I had to come to grips with was I was always thinking about the past in the sense that I was always down on myself. I had to learn to forgive myself from some things that are in my past. I had to learn to forgive myself. It means I wouldn't forget it. But I had to forgive myself and I had to let a lot of things go from in my past, mistakes that I made and things that happened to me. I had to stop being hard on myself for mistakes. Sometimes we are hard on ourselves on today from mistakes that we've made 20 years ago. We're still stuck on things that we have done 10 years ago. Mistakes that we've made, bad choices that we've made. We've all made bad choices, right? We can all raise our hands on today. We've all made terrible choices in life, but we can't continue to live in the past of our mistakes. If we've been and made mistakes and we've had to ask someone's forgiveness, that's fine to release that. But after we release it, we have to release it with ourselves and know that we have to forgive ourselves from. Because why? Because things that we've done in the past, that we've made mistakes doing, it was a learning experience. I often tell my children, to me, there's no such thing as wasted time, and there's no such thing as bad mistakes, because they both teach us things. And if anything, mistakes teach us what not to do. It shows us to never do that again. But we cannot stay in the same cycle and inflict that on ourselves for the next 5 years, for the next 10 years, for the next 20 years, and not love ourselves enough to forgive ourselves. And again, even if we've spoken to the person that we've hurt and we've apologized deeply, but we still let it harbor our mind, our spirit, and take us down and take us to a place of self-destruct. Because of the different things that we've done, the mistakes that we've made, we begin to self-destruct. And there's no self-love with self-destruct. There is no self-love with self-destruct because we find ourselves just doing the type of things that to ourselves and inflicting our bodies with pain. We cut ourselves. People cut themselves. We start addictions. Addictions kicking because of the self-love cycle that is so broken. And I had to learn to surround myself with those positive things and to alleviate myself from those negative things. I had to move the negative things and people out of my space. Sometimes we can allow people, and I talked about this a little bit on my last podcast, but we can allow people, and I say we can allow people because we do allow people. We allow people to come around us and bring negative energy, and nothing's worse when we are working on self-love and bringing people around who bring negative energy. They bring negative energy when it comes to business. They bring negative energy to what's going on with you and I, and they bring out the negative points and faults all the time that they feel like we have. And they like to harbor and bring us down. And the negative world that they have, they love to disperse it to us. They love to bring negativity. So we have to, and I have to make sure that I don't bring negative people and negative vibes around me. And again, those feelings of guilt that people like to bring the self-love that I'm trying to build for myself. They love to bring that down and speaking negative things. A lot of times we get into that with abusive relationships. People allow themselves, and women and men and teens and children, we've allowed ourselves to be abused. There's abuse in several cases. And a lot of us have allowed ourselves to be part of that emotional abuse as teens and children and things that I read to you. But I had to think, I had to talk and people who come around, have you ever had people to come around you and talk and only talk about themselves? They have no reason and they have no intention of trying to help build you up. I've been in conversations, and I don't know about you, but I think that you have. You've been in conversation with people that the whole conversation was self-serving to them, that it's a two-part conversation, whether you're on the phone or that you're sitting there eating coffee with them, and all they're doing is talking about them and their day, and they have no self-love for anyone else. Everything is about them. The conversation is about them. Everything that they've done that was great. I don't know about you, but I don't like being around relationships that are one-sided, that somewhere along that conversation, it's not a conversation. They're pretty much talking about themselves the whole time. But surround yourself with healthy conversations and people that can appreciate you and you can appreciate them. That somewhere in the conversation, I'm building you up and you're building me up. This is helping your self-love because it actually, we're not waiting on people to validate us. Now, that's a totally different thing. But I'm talking about just being around different people who bring those type of relationships and that kind of conversation to the table. And it kind of makes you, if you're struggling with your self-love, it only adds problems. But let's focus on being around people and things that help us. We're helping them and they're helping us, and it's a strong relationship. And let's start breaking our unhealthy habits. I developed some unhealthy habits along the way of discovering self-love. We can be in very bad unhealthy habits when we're struggling. We are overeating. Some are overeating, some have resulted to drinking, and that's that abusive relationships, whether it's verbal, physical, emotional, or spiritual. We have been in these things as a whole that we've let things drive at us, and the result is we get into these unhealthy habits as people, as women, as children, as men, and it is a result of no self-love. No self-love. And let's watch those things and work on those things. And on the good side, there are lots of things that we can do when we're trying to build self-love. And that first thing, as I spoke about a few moments ago, is to spend time with ourselves. How many of us take the time to spend time with ourselves? We spend time with our husband, our children again. We spend time with family, friends. We spend time with everyone else. But we don't take the time to spend time with ourselves. Even though I'm married, I love spending time with myself. I have to spend time with myself to think, to do things that I like to do. We've been married 31 years, and hear me, people, if you're married, there are a lot of different things that couples don't see eye to eye with. There are things that I love doing that he doesn't like doing, and there are things that he likes doing that I don't like doing, and that's okay. that's okay, because there are a lot of things that we do love doing together. There are things that you can do with your family. Family time is important. I'm big on family time, but I'm also big on self-love time, taking the time to spend with ourselves. I was talking to one of my daughters the other day, and I was telling her, there's nothing wrong with living in the independence of yourself, for those that are not married, and loving to spend time with ourselves. Not thinking that just because we're not married, and I've been there, not thinking because we're not married, not thinking because we're not in a relationship that our self-love is worthless, that we have to be with someone, we have to be with that person. Even if they're not a good person, we have to be around that person because they make us feel good temporarily, but then they inflict all these things and they destroy and they break our self-love. So again, break those conversations, break those situations, break those ties with people who bring that. But spend time with yourself. It's great to go to the movies. I know before the COVID happened, and I'm a big movie lover. I love movies, and sometimes it's just a movie that would be out playing that was just a woman's movie, and that my husband pretty much wasn't making going to see. Now, we've often went to movies and spent time with each other, but there are, of course, times where I wanted to see a movie that I'm sure he didn't want to see, and I spent a lot of time going to the movies by myself and getting a big thing of popcorn, nachos or snack, and just spending time with myself, going and doing an early morning cinema, putting my foot and my leg, resting it on the other seat beside me, because mostly time in the morning there's no one else in the movies, and just take the time to spend with myself. And I loved doing that. When I would come back, it would make me be a better person. I'm going to tell you, it made me feel like a better person, because I actually had the time to spend time with myself. Not only just doing that, but other things like I talked about earlier. Spend time with yourself. It makes you feel wonderful, because you're doing what it is that you want to do. And I'm talking about healthy things, people. Healthy things. Spending time with yourself. Taking yourself out to dinner to eat with yourself. I was driving by probably before all the COVID started, and I actually saw this lady in the restaurant, and she was sitting there by herself, and she was looked like she was enjoying herself. She was enjoying herself because she was eating. She had her newspaper. She had her tablet next to her. And she was just smiling and eating. And I said, wow, she has awesome self-love. I could tell by her body language that she was enjoying being there, eating her food and with her laptop and working and whatever she was doing. I don't know. She could have been working. She could have been on social media. I don't know. But I'm just saying that to spend time with yourself, quality time with yourself, reading, watching a movie, going out to get a massage, being careful right now in the social distancing when you want to get away. Pick and choose the places that you know are safe to go out. Spend time with yourself. And there have been times where I'm getting ready to go out, spend a lot of time with myself, and maybe one of the kids may say, can I go? And I would have to let them know in a really nice, loving mom way, no. This time I want to spend with myself, just to kind of think, just to drive for myself, drive by myself, and turn up my music. Turn the station actually to what it is that I want to listen to, besides what my kids want to listen to. And so spending time with myself, exercising. I've been taking these early morning bike rides, and it feels so good to work on the self-love things of making myself happy, exercising, riding my bike. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I'm like my husband, because I'm not, but riding my bike at a pace that I can keep up with, buying myself something only. Now, this is a hard one for a lot of people. We feel obligated that every time we go to buy ourselves something, that we have to buy someone else something. I used to be that way, people. But America, I had to really stop and say, let me buy myself something for a change. And not let the guilt ride on me that I didn't come back with something else for my husband or my kids or my sisters or my brothers. Or I had to be okay with, no, it's okay to go somewhere and buy myself lunch or buy myself that perfume that I always wanted, or take the time to buy myself a pair of a clothing article or shoes or something. And I didn't buy myself anything and not feel the guilt. It's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with taking the time to buy yourself something and not feeling that you have to include other people. That's why we're talking about self-love. It's okay to splurge on yourself. It's okay for me to splurge on myself. And I had to learn that through the years of 31 years of being a mom. I had to get to the point that every time I went out, it wasn't expected to buy shoes or clothes or buying all this stuff for everyone else, because the purpose of the visit of going shopping was to be a self trip. And I made it into a trip for everyone else. I love my husband, I love my children, and love your people as well. But every time that you go out, don't feel the guilt of expecting to always take the time that you're using to create happiness for yourself and then to create those moments for yourself to always include other people with that. It's okay that you don't have to include other people with that. And let's not feel the guilt. But as we wind up, I want to remind you, for those of you who have ever seen the movie The Color Purple, and that's what comes to my mind right now, the movie The Color Purple. The Color Purple, if you've seen the movie, I think you have to have been under a rock to not see the movie Color Purple with Whoopi Goldberg, but to see Cilly evolve. She was going through all these different things and the separation from her sister and all these broken situations that brought her to no self-love, not even knowing what that looks like. But as we see on to the movie, she had to learn at the end and go through those experiences to see what self-love looked like and to love herself at the end of the movie. Although she was treated badly, she was treated horribly, but she learned through trial and error of self-discovery how to have self-love. And I'm reminded of another movie that I saw the other day with Julia Roberts. I think it was called Pray, Love, Eat, where she went through this bitter divorce and she didn't even discover and even know the things that she wanted out of life, even being married. She didn't even know what made her happy. But after the divorce, it was such a hurtful thing to look around and see that she wasn't happy. And I'm not telling people to go get a divorce. We're talking about the movie here, because that's for the professionals. But we're talking about the movie that she had to self-discover self-love. Until after the divorce was over, she made and set her sights on going to different places around the world just to taste food, taste wonderful food, shop. She developed new relationships. Sometimes those broken relationships are a sign that we have to open ourselves and let go of broken relationships. I was just telling my daughter a few days ago, a lot of us have to release broken relationships in order to draw good new relationships to our lives that make us feel fulfilled, that make us feel good. But let's speak life around ourselves today and know that we are worthy of good things. Let's pray, let's meditate, let's slow down and think about ourselves. Slow down, meditate, and think about you. Slow down, meditate, and let me think about myself. It's a journey. And no one says that it's going to be easy trying to discover self-love, but put the work in. And if you have listened to this podcast today, and if I've said something that inspired you, and you have a question that you might even want to ask me, give me feedback. Send that to me. Message that to me. You can send me a voice recording, but let's communicate. Let's share. If you have a story that helped you to overcome and that you are now feeling good about yourself, you are now feeling that you have your self-love back, you've discovered that all over again. Because sometimes as adults, we have to self-discover all over again the self-love. We have to find it, and we find it. And it's better to find it even as we get older than to not find it at all and wind up broken and living a broken, unfulfilled life. So I'm so glad that you joined me on this Friday evening. I'm Angie B, 11 from Heaven, through the gates of Motherhood Life Recording Podcast. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Live, love, and be happy, and discover self-love that you deserve. You deserve it. And if you're listening to this podcast and you would like a copy of my journal, 11 from Heaven Through the Gates of Motherhood, you can contact me. You can contact us with a $14.99 money order to 11 from Heaven through the gates of motherhood, P.O. Box 362, Moni, Illinois 60449. It's been a pleasure talking with you and sharing with you this evening. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.